This is the Tarantula Lounge, and I'm Joey. In the background, you might hear the gentle tapping of rain on a window. That's because it's ultra-relaxing Christmas break for me right now. It's ultimate nap weather. This week, we're talking about my favorite places. Everybody probably has a few places on the planet where they feel most at home. In random order, these are my top 10. The first, obviously, is the Tarantula Lounge, my garage, which is my ideal hangout. We've got the big TV, big speakers for whatever music I happen to be into at the moment, which right now is Nina Diaz, the singer of the San Antonio band called Girl in a Coma. I've got my video games, got my bass amp, I want to slap at a bass. I've got my pleather recliner that I've loved for 6 years and is slowly falling apart. So there's no way that place could be any cooler, except if there's friends in there. Since it's winter now and it's a garage, me and Sam put on our robes at night. Once the kids are asleep, we go in there, watch Justified. It's fantastic. Number two, jazz clubs. So jazz obviously is a cool form of music. And this may be heresy to say, but I think actually going to a jazz club is as important to jazz as the music itself, because there's just something about you go into a basement or this very low lit room, the ceiling's low, there's a candles flickering on every single table, people are all dressed up in cool suits, cocktail dresses, you automatically feel like you're in a movie anytime you're in a jazz club, and everything's a little kind of heightened just because of how cool it is. Plus, you don't really have to say anything. On the opposite side of the spectrum is the dive bar. There is a time and a place for fancy cocktails like you might have in a jazz club. This Texan heart belongs to the dive bar. You've got cheap bottled beer. The bartenders know you. Jukebox with good music, usually a mix of like 60s stuff, Motown, classic rock, maybe some 1980s country. My favorite dive bars usually have pool tables that are not quite aligned. Maybe there's some dinged up felt on them. Neon Lone Star signs. Everything's a little smoky and messed up. Posters are crooked. I love that. Since I am an avid reader, three of my places have to do with books. I love the comic store. I could spend all day literally in a comic store, and there are times where I have. You can spend hours there and come out with like 20 new things for only maybe 20 bucks. Another thing I like about comic stores is they tend to attract a lot of weirdos, and I say that in the positive meaning of the word. I think I'm kind of a weirdo myself, and I like that anybody from young kids to parents to average working dorks like myself to people who might be on the fringes of society can all come together and participate in something that they like. I like that everybody feels welcome and that weirdos are welcome in a comic store. Another place I like, used bookstores. New bookstores are good, and when I grew up, I spent most of my time there, but I like the used stores because whenever you buy a book, practically you get more bang for your buck, but also every item has a story, so you can see what the kindred spirit who read the book before you thought was important, what kind of marginalia they put in the on the sides of the pages and what they underlined. So that's kind of fun. It gives you a chain of ownership of a book. And when you're done, maybe you pass it on and people get to know you a little better, even if they don't know who you are. A library is like a bookstore, but everything is free. The bad thing about libraries versus a bookstore, though, is that there are a lot of typically creepy middle-aged guys looking at weird stuff on the public computers, which I think should be a little more frowned upon than it is. Next on the list, the classic American diner or a cafe. So a diner is like the dive bar for food. It's unpretentious, it's cheap, it's greasy, it's awesome. Most of my favorite foods are breakfast foods, and I like that diners have those breakfast foods all day. The diner's jazzed up counterpart would be the cafe, which is the jazz club for breakfast foods. You still get your bacon and eggs, but they're classy bacon and eggs. Maybe there's like a poetry reading going on in the corner. There's people next to you having some weird, like deep conversations or flirting or something. So cafes have more of a mystique than the diner, but I like them both equally. Another place I feel at home is a museum. My favorite kind of museum is an art museum. I like the Blanton here in Austin, the Orsay in Paris, another great one. The Tate Modern, probably one of my favorite museums. MoMA in New York. I also really like natural history and science museums. Those are close second because they remind you how big the world is and how old it is. Even just the idea of a museum itself is this cultural declaration that we've all made together, that culture matters, that art matters because it makes us feel things and learn and grow and know our place in the world. I think it's good we have things like that. And it's important to visit those periodically just to remember who you are. Another place on the list would be a lake cabin. Of all of the bodies of water kind of people that you can be, my wife and I are both lake people. Ocean is awesome to look at, but Jaws was filmed in an ocean, so that kind of takes it out of the running. I had this weird phase lately where I like to look up shipwrecks, pictures of shipwrecks on the internet. So I would spend a lot of time on the Titanic. And I also found out about the ghost ships, not actual ghosts that are ships, ships that have been abandoned and are just kind of floating around in the middle of the ocean. That stuff is wild, so I'm not into that. Rivers are fine. Lakes are nice. They can be peaceful unless it's like a party lake. If it's spring break or you're in some place that has devil in the name. But they tend to be peaceful. They're permanent. They're just there. They're quiet. Got the nice sunsets, nice sunrises. You can just walk out of your cabin with a cup of coffee. Granted, I've only stayed in a lakeside cabin a few times, but 100% of those times were great. So what we're hoping to do when we retire one day is to retire to a lake house. Maybe we'll have like 10,000 grandkids come visit us. Finally, the last place I feel at home isn't actually a place, but it's a thing to do, which is walks. I love walking. I don't know when this started. It might have started when I studied abroad, because in England, you have to kind of walk around everywhere and take public transit. I used to go on walks all the time, very early in the morning through the neighborhoods just to watch the sunrise on the old buildings. There was a big public field called Port Meadow, which was a commons, just like a park, basically. Left more to nature, and I would go walk around there. But parks, urban stuff, camping, the beach, cemeteries, which is another kind of weird habit I picked up in Oxford, walking through cemeteries, museums, pretty much anywhere. Just give me some comfortable shoes, maybe earbuds, maybe not, point me in the right direction, and I'm good to go all day. Optimally, I would be walking with my family and my dog. I was trying to do the math the other day. My dog is 10 years old, and I walk him most days, except for when I was studying for the bar exam. So I bet we've gone on 3,000 walks, maybe? And I think all of those walks, all those minutes were time very well spent. And now that we've got kids, we can push them around, and they like to look around at stuff. You're out, you're in nature. It's all good stuff. So we've got the Tarantula Lounge, the Jazz Club, the Dive Bar, the Diner, which is the Dive Bar of Breakfast Foods, the Jazz Club, which is the Cafe of Breakfast Foods, all kinds of bookstores, museums, lake cabins, walks, all that kind of nature stuff. So those are the places that I feel the most at home. I'm curious where you feel the most at home. And I also want to extend an invitation. If any of those things are things that you like to do, maybe you could let me know and we could do those things together and experience these home places together. That's all I got for now. I hope that over the Christmas break, you can figure out which places are home to you and you get to experience them with some time off and a little bit of a respite from normal life. All right, cheers.